All right. How you doing?
Oh, that always depends on the minute. You know, when you've got 750 employees and 80,000 people, every single day there's always good things.
Oh,
yes, that's great.
That's,
always, oh, my gosh, why did that happen?
That's your part-time job. Your real job, you're almost wrapped up for the year, aren't you? Didn't they have finals at Wesleyan?
Yes, that's correct. And actually, they're, well, not so much for the year. We have a May term that starts next week.
Oh, yeah.
And that's absolutely challenging. And again, it's a fiction that being mayor of Bloomington is a part-time job.
Yeah, I know.
You know, that may have been 40 years ago, but obviously things have changed. So now things are generally going well. I mean, we're putting the pedal to the metal on streets and infrastructure. We not just have nearly $10 million in this current budget, but we approved contracts on Monday night for nearly $5 million with Row Construction to do additional streets and sidewalk work. That's on top of what our public service workers are doing. We approved nearly a $2 million contract with Road also to handle our sewers, to help fix sewer infrastructure. You know, we've had decades of neglect, and obviously you can drive on our streets and you see that, but we are definitely making progress there. And obviously on many fronts with economic development, with the Dick's Sporting Goods that's coming in, the old Colonial Plaza.
Right.
We created a TIF district on that corridor. We got a multi-million dollar investment coming on Constitution Trail. We've got a Kroger Superstore coming, and then the largest private investment in our downtown in two generations. So we're definitely moving on a lot of fronts.
All right. You mentioned the Kroger here. Let me, because I'll forget, I didn't have that as a topic to talk about, but let's talk about that, because I don't think we've talked since this all broke a couple of weeks ago. The idea, or maybe we have, stop me if I have,
yeah.
The idea of Bloomington Normal sharing taxes.
Yeah. Well, there is this, and this isn't the only reason. I mean, Chris Kuss and I have talked about this for a while. this happens to be, so that just to review for your listeners, Kroger is going to move their store. They're going to close the one on College Avenue, which is just a few hundred feet away from their moving, but they're moving from Normal to Bloomington, right? And they're putting in a $25-plus million store. It'll be the first superstore of its kind in the entire state of Illinois, right here in Bloomington. And so we wanted to try to have a situation where we didn't have, like, range wars or poaching wars to try to, you know, get businesses to move across the street. So that's the origin of the ongoing discussion between Bloomington and Normal, about that. So you had Distill going in one direction, you had the Hyundai dealer going in the other a few years before
right.
I was mayor. So we want to try to do something to try to prevent what might be appear as if there's poaching, and there has not been poaching.
All right, and I do remember we did talk about that last time you were on. So
yeah.
We'll move on, and we're going to have Jim Karch. We've got a text out to Jim Karch because the road construction getting ready to go full bear, baby, and we're going to put a lot of money into the road. So we're going to talk to him later on, hopefully next week.
Right. Well, we did have streets, what I call streets 1.0, which was the $10 million bond that we floated a few months after I was elected mayor, and that took the last two summers to implement on top of our regular fees or a regular allocation. So there are a limit to the number of streets that you can close off, you know, and fix in any given season. So we're trying. I'm working every day I possibly can to figure out every way that we can to put more effort into streets and infrastructure.
Is there really a limit? Because every time I go to Chicago, I think every expressway is closed down to at least one lane.
Well, we don't want
from
that
four,
kind of Chicago
from four to one.
Bloomington.
All right. Hey, let's go back to the Bloomington City Council meeting Monday night, because we were very limited in how long we could talk with the city manager yesterday. You passed this recommendation from the Liquor Commission, which you sit on, to increase the liquor licenses. You tweaked it a little bit here. Proposed by the Liquor Commission was a 20% increase in the liquor license fees, in year one, followed by a 15% in year two and another 15% in year three. And you made it a little less painful, stretching it out now to a 20%, then 15% every other year up until 2021. Was there ever any discussion on maybe making it not as steep of an increase?
Let's be clear. This is not steep by any metric.
Well, I should say not as steep.
Let's back up. Only, and this is one of the things that we can make it clear. You and I, the taxpayers, have been footing the bill for almost all of the increased costs since 1982 in liquor law enforcement, and they are substantial. It's one of the reasons why virtually all cities, not just in the United States, throughout the world charge for liquor license fees. When you combine alcohol, especially if you combine it with gambling, you have lots of problems and increased costs. And so essentially, give you one example, because sometimes people focus on the $130,000 we spend a year on police overtime for downtown. That is actually a drop in the bucket. There's so much more. We had a twerking party incident on the east side of Bloomington that was a melee. And every police officer in Bloomington, Normal, every sheriff's deputy were called to that scene. There was a stabbing. I saw the footage on that. It was really scary. And the people were coming from a party where at an east side institution where they had twerking. It's because they served alcohol. If they served Kool-Aid, you wouldn't have had 200 people there. My point is that spilled over into the streets, and the taxpayers are responsible for cleaning that up. We just, a week ago Monday, settled a lawsuit related to that, not because we thought our cops did anything wrong, quite the contrary, but that was $250,000. So that's just one piece of one event. Who foot that bill for that $250,000? You and me. I don't think it's at all unreasonable for bar owners to share in at least a little bit of the cost increase associated with their industry.
I wonder
now
if...
Let's make it clear. It's $80, Scott. $80. One bar tab, big bar tab, in 3 months. If $80 in 3 months is going to put you under, you're not keeping your books properly.
So what do you think from here on out? Will there be a slight increase in the liquor fees every 5 years instead of waiting every 30 so it doesn't?
We should never have done. And this is not the bar owner's fault, obviously. You know, this is many, many mayors. This was early in Rich Buchanan's second term in 1982 that this was done. So this proposal over 5 years, very small increments, and in year two and four there are no increases at all. And we are still only about, we will only be about where the town of Normal is it today. So in 2021, we will be about where the town of Normal is today. So let's make that clear. This is not steep at all. Now, at that point, I think the council, I don't know whether I'll be mayor at that point, but if I am, we do need to say, hey, why don't we just do a 1.5% increase, which would be literally a few bucks, and then you can stop the increase, you know, if you don't want to. So we don't have this build up and a problem. But actually, you know, one of the things, Scott, I wanted to ask, you know, I've known you for 20 years or more, and what I'm concerned about is that lately some of the questions that you're asking, you know, are coming from, like in this case, a narrow special interest group. We had many, many more important things that have been going on, like streets, infrastructure, growing the economy. And I was wondering, are you guys getting pressure to be more like shock jocks to improve ratings on your show?
No.
We know what the owners of WJBC did to Colleen Reynolds on your show a few weeks ago.
Oh,
my. That was horrible, right?
Yeah.
So, are they – and I have a related question. Have any of the people who own WJBC, have they ever even been to Bloomington? Did they find Bloomington on a map?
Yes, they have been.
Okay.
Yeah, we had the owners here. We had the previous owner here, but he's
–
recently, yeah.
Well, at least there's something.
No, the reason I play devil's advocate. I had two bar owners on last week, and what did I, Laura? We got a call, a guy complaining that I was too hard with my questioning. So you know, it goes both ways.
I'm wondering, what I'd argue is there are the real stories in Bloomington that are not being addressed. I mean, are really $80 for a liquor license, is that really deserve that much attention compared to spending $10 million and more on streets and sewers or growing the local economy by tens of millions of dollars in investments? I mean, I think those, from what I see on a daily basis, those are the real stories.
I talk about things that pack the council room. You know what I'm saying? The council room was packed.
I think you answered my question.
But here's the thing too. I'm going to continue down this path though. It was a close vote here, and I didn't get a chance. And I was going to watch it again yesterday, play it back, because I watched a lot of that meeting Monday night. But you had Karen Schmidt, you had Jim Fruin, you had David Sage, Kevin Lauer. No surprise, because he votes no on everything. Voted a no on this. Did they come up with any ideas or recommendations to maybe tweak this? Because obviously they had some problems with it.
Yeah, and I not on Monday night, but actually it was Maboka Milwambwe who came up with the current compromise. The Liquor Commission report had been to phase this in over 3 years, he suggested that we give phase it in over 5 years rather than three. And so there are no increases in years two and four. And I'm not sure why that was unacceptable to some of the members of the council. I didn't hear any alternatives. Again, we've been dealing with this for 3 years. I've been mayor now 3 years, and we've been talking about it. We were going to bring a proposal a year ago, but then when I created the budget task force, we thought it was fair, you know, to let them do their work first. And these recommendations were consistent with the budget task force because they said, you guys in Bloomington have not reassessed some of the things you charge for services and fees, or in the case of liquor licenses, for a generation or more. And so it's not surprising you're having some budget issues if you're not having some sort of cost recovery. So that's really what the policy goal of all this was, Scott, and that is cost recovery. And it's a very small amount. I mean, the $80 more you're going to spend for a quarter on a liquor license is not even going to touch much of what we have to spend. I try in terms of fines. I mean, we had a Southside establishment that we had to send police officers out every Thursday, Friday, Saturday night for months. And they were having these parties and spilling out because of a combination of liquor and gambling, spilling into the neighborhood around Miller Park. And it was a mess. We went back and forth with them. Ultimately, they appealed, and we had tens of thousands of dollars of costs. My legal limit in assessing a fine was $3,400. Well, that's something, but it's only a small portion of it. You and I as taxpayers have been footing the bill for tremendous increased costs in liquor law enforcement.
And by the way, yesterday I played comments from, I think it was Joe Wargo and Mickey Fabrizio, a couple of bar owners, and then I followed that up with your comment before this thing went to a vote that you pretty much echoed this morning. So I try to get both sides. Hey, you didn't address the video gaming fees, though. You kind of moved that on because it was running too long.
It was the longest council meeting since I've been mayor.
Oh, that's compared to the marathons they used to have.
No. We usually get done in somewhere between an hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours and 15 minutes. This one went 3 hours and 20. So we were there at 10 to 10:20 at night. And actually, we had almost 2 hours of meetings before executive session meetings and township before that began. So, yeah, Monday was a really long night, and, you know, I earned my bag of Doritos for the day and my mayoral salary that day for sure.
All right. So will you address the video gaming fees in 2 weeks?
It's supposed to be addressed sometime in a committee of the whole. There are several moving parts to this. One is, and again, the goal would be cost recovery, but we have a, depending on how you look at it, I'm sure the bar owners and others want to highlight different statistics, but the conservative measure is it's a $55 million industry in Bloomington. $55 million was put into those machines last year, and about $14 million of it was pure profit. And so that's a pretty substantial amount. So
$14 million went to the machine, the establishments that have the machines, or total paid out to the state and the city?
The licensor, the person who owns the machines as well as the bar owners.
Yeah.
And so it is another item. Most all cities that we know of our size in Illinois have levied a fee on them. We have not, and this would be another piece of some cost recovery. The fees range from $200 to $1,000 throughout the state. We had proposed $500 for a machine, but to exempt nonprofits and for veterans organizations. So, we will see whether or not that passes. I who knows? I mean, if it's 5-4 on something like this, you never know with what'll happen.
Yeah.
So stay tuned.
All right. Well, sewers are boring. That's why we don't.
Hey, streets aren't boring.
No, streets are okay, but sewers are kind of boring. I love talking trash, love talking about, bulky waste and stuff like that, but
I don't want to talk about those things anymore.
No, I know. I know
like
you don't.
It's like a bad Halloween movie. It's like,
oh, and by the way,
trash,
thanks.
Take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. We keep coming back to trash.
Thanks, Terry. They're listening in Atlanta, corporate headquarters. Now the owners are going to come here. Thanks a lot. We don't want them to know. We don't want them to know where we are.
I'd also like to give them a piece of my mind about what they did to Colleen Reynolds, but that's another story.
Oh, yeah, you're you're getting me into some areas. Now lawyers are going to be involved.
I know. That's one of the reasons why I'm using my my open mic time. Knowing
let me just say she's missed. All right, Terry. All right,
she is
thanks.
Very missed.
All right, thanks.